Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game where we sit around and we play games. This week, we're playing a special game from our good friend, Justin Robert Young. It's The Contender, the game of presidential debate, and with election season all over us this year. Everyone's had too much of it, maybe not enough of it. We figured it's time to bring a little politics into our game table nights, and I'm bringing in some new people this week. So why don't we go around the room, have everybody introduce yourself, and if you have a title that you would like to share with everyone, please do so. So let's start with my left.
I'm Chapman Rackaway, and I'm a professor of political science at Fort Hays State University and general ne'er-do-well.
There you go.
Also TV show host.
And I have any number of titles. I'm going to let you run with the I have the most and longest titles.
No, I'm not. No.
Of any of the 500 university degrees at the table today.
Not playing that game. No, I am Dr. Brad Will. Been here way too many times already. Everybody knows me.
Well, Brad, thank you for being here.
And I am Dr. Scott Robeson. I'm also at Fort Hays State University, and I have been fortunate enough to get to talk about Star Wars before.
Yeah, we've had, for those of you that have listened to our Major Spoilers podcast and others, you know Scott and Brad's appearances on the show, and we've talked about the Star Wars class that we taught in the past, and apparently if you're in Las Vegas in March, maybe you'll get to hear Chap talk about the politics behind Star Wars at a conference there.
I may be calling it The Fascism Awakens.
Well, that should be interesting. So I brought everybody specifically here today because I thought, Chap, with your political background, that you would appreciate a game like The Contender, and Scott, with your communication background, especially in how politicians communicate to get their message across and either convince the audience that their way is the right way or maybe convince them that the other candidate is full of BS, that you would be good for that. We've got Brad here just because we got something to laugh at.
Yeah, because Cards Against Humanity style game, let's call Brad.
So that's kind of what Contender is, if anyone has not heard of this before. It is Cards Against Humanity. I've heard it described as Cards Against Politics. Is probably the best way to describe it. Okay. So what we have is we have a contender card, or we have a topic card, and the topic card has a topic that each of our presidential candidates will have to address with up to three cards from their deck. So the way we do it is the moderator draws a topic card and reads it to the candidates. The candidate to the left of the moderator responds by playing one, two, or three argument cards while reading the text aloud. After playing, the candidate draws until they again have five argument cards. Play continues in a circle until each candidate has played exactly three cards. Candidates who do not play all three cards at once will take several turns. So you could play all three of your argument cards at once or just go around and let each of the candidates decide.
And just to clarify, if we're doing that, so I can play one and draw back up to five, hoping I get the magic card?
Well, what it kind of says. Okay. After playing, the candidate draws until they, again, hold five argument cards.
And you just play a total of three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I'm going to... There are not a whole lot of rules in this.
It's
like politics. Winning. At the end of the round, the moderator awards the topic card to their favorite candidate. The person becomes the new moderator. Whoever collects the most topic cards wins. What are you looking at here? Oh, yeah, there are 400 argument cards. We will not be playing with the expanded dirty card deck. The tricky dick deck, I think, is what it's called, that you can order separately if you want to find out more about this. And if you do want to find out more about this game, head over to thecontender.us. So are we ready to try this out?
Let's play this.
Let's everybody go ahead and draw five cards, and I will go ahead and draw five as well, even though I think I'll moderate the first round, if that's okay. Give everybody a chance to... So the interesting thing is the cards have attacks, facts, and distracts. So you can use any combination of those to convince the moderator that your way is the right way. And so maybe, Brad, if you have a fact, maybe you share that fact, but maybe one of the other candidates wants to distract you or attack you.
Yeah.
All right.
But there's no mechanic regarding the attack and distraction.
There is no mechanic.
Okay.
Which is interesting. So we'll see how this goes.
All right.
And when you get blanks on the cards, you just fill them
in
with whatever you feel like?
With the topic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So our first topic tonight, gentlemen, is women. Candidate. Most forecasts show that this election will depend on the turnout of women. As election day draws near, will you fight for equal rights or are you planning on mailing it in? Let's start with my left, Dr. Chapman Rackaway. go ahead and flip it up and read it out loud to us.
I'm not supposed to like women, but I like women.
Is that a Bill Clinton quote?
It's actually Joe Biden.
And that's one of the things that I like about this is that all the quotes are either...
They're from actual political figures.
And yeah. You did some research on this game.
A little bit. Yeah. they did quite a bit of research. Some of these quotes I didn't even know.
Cool.
And I'm pretty immersed in this stuff.
So. Excellent.
It might mean they made them up, though.
Well, that's entirely possible. I didn't do that much research.
Well, some of them are shortened down or paraphrasing a much longer thing. So, Brad, it is now you.
All right. So I can play multiple cards.
Yep.
Okay. So I will say, I'd rather be poor and have women than be rich and have none. And we have top men working on women right now.
Top men.
Okay.
They don't have to be politics. That's a Raiders of the Lost Ark quote, isn't it?
Scott.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with, if you like women so much, why don't you marry it?
All right. You, candidate, you still have two cards to play in this round.
Without me, everybody would be dead.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I will wrap mine with, let them do what they want.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with, the military didn't just teach me how to fight. And I'd like to ad lib on that, but I won't. And damn, I said it.
Okay. Chap, your final argument.
Yeah. That's the rooster taking credit for the sunrise.
Wow. Mm. All right. Well, after that round, I think Brad, I think you had the best answers from everybody. Would you like to share them all again?
Thank you. It's I'd rather be poor and have women than be rich and have none. We have our top men working on women right now, and let them do what they want.
I see. I think you stayed on topic the most. So point goes to Brad, and Brad becomes our new moderator.
Right. Much like in Cards Against Humanity. After I play my last card and I draw to replace it,
oh, you've got something.
I find
so
the
much.
Absolute perfect card. I am the king of bad timing.
All right, our topic tonight is democracy. Canada, a record number of world governments will hold free elections this year, a new gold standard for democracy. In your term, what will you do to ensure that countries continue to embrace the steel ballot box over the iron fist of dictatorship? Scott.
How about... You can't even spell democracy.
Well, you see, there are a number of a variety of ways to do it.
I met with a group of citizens who have little to no access to democracy. I had to draw on the accent there. Sorry.
I'm going to go with, do you know what I'm capable of?
Oh, come on. You just can't throw money at democracy.
I got to go for the voice again. Only this time it's Trump. We don't win anymore.
And for real, though, rich people, can you believe them?
When you can't find democracy, that's a crisis.
Mm. Democracy is only the worst form of government in the world, except for everything else that's ever been tried. So I can see the hand of God here.
Wow. Oh, pulling that in right now.
Wow. I had to ad-lib that
early.
One out. Yeah.
Early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
There we go.
These are actually pretty good. You guys did a lot of... Oh, now, you know, this is a stumper because this is not as easy as Cards Against Humanity. Like they were all pretty good. I'm going to go with Chap, who met the citizens who have little or no access to democracy.
Yay!
All right.
The discard pile?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll put these down, and that makes me the moderator for the next topic question. Oh, and what a great one for the state we're in. The topic is neither God nor glory, which means it must be guns.
All right.
Candidate? The debate over the Second Amendment has only grown louder in the last 5 years. As president, do you intend to pull the trigger or dump ammo on the right to bear arms?
I say anything to protect our brave young men and women.
I can't make promises, but I'll fight for it.
I'm a tough guy, see? You could die from guns as I sit here talking to you.
How dare you?
I will finish what I started.
Gosh, what do I have here? I'll just sit here and hashtag humble brag.
Topic is guns.
Topic is guns.
My final card is USA, USA, USA.
Well, in reference to our opening, well, that's my religion.
Ooh.
Oh. Talk about coming in late with the high heat. Very nice. Brad pretty much owned that one until you came in right at the very end with that. That's my religion. I think that's wow. Worthy of the game point right there, Scott. Right. Nicely Thank done.
You. All right, let's see.
Is any more? That pretty much for a lot of people, guns are a religion. Yeah. That was just that was too perfect.
All right, our topic is war. Candidate, increasing tensions abroad seem to be heading toward an inevitable conflict. Should war break out, will you play Reveille and send in our troops, or will you leave our allies to toot their own horn?
Well, Scott, you know, you're likable enough. I read a book about war, and I have a budget for war.
That's very nice. But you know what you don't have?
What?
Knowledge. I know an expert on war. We are pushing the limits of war. So what will I do? I will use my most powerful prayers.
Ooh.
We can act, but we must act quickly. I pledge myself to war. Whoopsie doodle.
Whoopsie doodle. Really?
Whoopsie doodle. In strong.
I don't know. That's tough. I mean, you know, you're stringing them together into great arguments there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, of course, the hilarity that could come from a current candidate of whoopsie doodle.
Whoopsie doodle.
So,
that's actually, by the way, George W. Bush. That's just...
I could actually see three candidates on the Republican side and one of the Democrats just dropping whoopsie doodle in the middle of a speech right now. And I'm not kidding in the least.
Right.
Whoopsie doodle.
Oh, I don't know. I will say, I think, Chap, you one-upped Steven there on stringing them together. And I like the whoopsie doodle, but I'm going to go with Chap on the stringing them together.
Man, I feel like Chris Christie over here. Can't get anybody to pay attention to me.
And with an individual of that size, attention should be rather easy. Oh, here's one near and dear to my heart. The topic of debt, gentlemen. Most Americans under 30 have been saddled with a record amount of debt at over $1 trillion. It has surpassed the total U.S. GDP as of 1970. As president, how do you plan on helping young Americans wash off the red and get back in the black?
Oh, well, I have to point out that just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character. I flew a fighter jet, so I can do anything. Watch out, phonies.
Well, I have to say that, you know, I'm from a small town, and you're living like the king of Capitol Hill, so suck it up.
Well, you know, Brad, this requires more than just a military mind. You can't feed your family with debt.
Well, actually...
I think a lot of us are.
No comment.
Oh, you have presented quite the challenge. Let's see here. The Watch Out Phonies would have been even better had it just been haters going to hate.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a strong draw. Closing with no comment is very Underwoodian, though. Sorry, Scott, you'll have to sit this play out. It's going to be between Brad and Steven, and I think you can't feed your family with debt was really good.
There
that one's going to go to Schleicher.
Right.
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
All right. New topic, gentlemen. Police brutality. Police brutality. Candidates. Law enforcement has come under fire as viral videos of alleged police misconduct make headlines. Do you believe our boys in blue are seeing red? Or is the current outrage whitewashing a complex issue? Brad, or Chap, it is to you.
All right. Well, I must tell you that with such a terrible, terrible circumstance, the Holy Spirit is knocking on my heart's door. There's a reason. People are upset. Can't trust anybody.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I have to admit, I voted for police brutality. Whatever that is.
That's such a lucky draw.
That's my plan for now.
All right, Scott, final argument here.
We're going to go with, in the current environment, you can't even raise your kids. Ah, the good old days. But we're going to need something more substantial than that.
Wow. Wow. I think, you see, Chap just kind of misdirected the entire, avoided the entire questioning.
It's like he understands my entire career running campaigns now. Having not known me for 10 years.
Brad, you just, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. At least you took a direct approach.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know.
Scott, you're a little soft on your answer, I thought. So I think Brad has to go with this one, I think.
All right. So far, I have women and police brutality.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why don't we get the abortion topic and you can go for a trifecta there.
Yeah. Actually, you just described the Super Bowl halftime show.
What is our goal here, by the way? What's the end game on this?
Why don't we hit five topic cards?
Five topic cards? Okay. All right.
All right.
So the topic is outsourcing. Candidate, despite federal and state incentives to stay stateside, damn, that's hard to say, companies continue to flock overseas. Do lower prices bolster the economy, or are these companies selling American workers out?
And this is the topic outsourcing.
Outsourcing. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to start with, we protect outsourcing, not for America, but for all mankind. Of course, I'm also going to say, calm down. And then I'm going to pause.
You know, it's not as scary as it sounds.
Don't push it. Sorry, I don't do outsourcing.
Wow.
Well, how about, who here likes the local sports team?
nice desperation move. Wow.
Listen, we want peace. We want freedom. We want outsourcing.
Were you dropped on your head as a child?
I'm so awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, that was kind of weak, guys, but I'm going to go with Chaff, who doesn't do outsourcing. Yeah. Don't push it.
Yeah, everything I had supported outsourcing.
Yeah, same thing with mine.
Thank you.
But I did wrap it up with the I'm awesome.
That's true.
Which, in fact, you are.
Yes. All right.
I have war, democracy, and outsourcing for mine. I don't know what that tells you.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Another topic near and dear to the heart, government surveillance. Candidate, a series of leaks has left Americans wondering if their own government is spying on them. Is privacy an issue, or should Americans not worry if they have nothing to hide?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know anything about government surveillance. Boring. I tread in the footsteps of illustrious men.
All right. Well, in reply to that, I have to say, really, is this your first day in politics? And if we don't do it, who will? And finally, surveillance has always been my highest priority.
You know, we really need to consider how surveillance will affect our kids. Let's think of the children. I mean, the terrorists have already won. And seriously, my hair gets more press than government surveillance.
It would be a double whammy if that were Rand Paul who said that quote.
That was Hillary Clinton, Howard Dean, and Steve Forbes.
By the way, just for record, I did both Abraham Lincoln and Martin Van Buren in mine. So,
all right.
Yeah. Well, I got Chester A. Arthur, Ronald Reagan, and Hillary.
Oh, two Hillarys.
There's a lot of Hillarys in there. For someone who doesn't have a lot of memorable quotes, they rely heavily on Hillary. Probably
almost some subtle influencing of
or just easy
voters.
Access to 20 years of things that are all online.
That's true. Yeah,
I won't ascribe to conspiracy. What can be chalked up to low-hanging fruit? You know,
quick Google search.
I thought you were going to say easy access to all of her emails ever.
Wow, you went there already.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Wow.
And not so much.
If you know the right
people. If you really wanted to find out who Sidney Blumenthal had a man crush on, the hair comment has to win.
Yeah.
Has to be the hair.
Ironically, right. Stephen's press does get more coverage.
It does.
Stephen's hair, rather, gets more press.
Oh, yeah, believe me. All right, candidates. Unemployment. Candidates, nearly 1 in 10 Americans have left the job force in the last 10 years. Many report that they've stopped looking for work. How would you get America back on the clock? Chap?
Well, first of all, I got nothing, but even I know that's dumb.
Okay.
I've opposed unemployment all my life, but the past is over. I'm a uniter, not a divider.
Wow, so you're going for the whole union workers angle.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of weird NAFTA angle are you playing there?
All right. Well, I have to say that I'm not new to this.
To unemployment?
As are we
and
all.
And I would say technology is already fixing unemployment for us.
Okay.
We can't kill just anyone over it.
Wow. All right.
I blame Canada.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Damn you, Chap Rackaway.
I had to bring it in right at the end. I blame Canada.
Yeah, you're right. Anytime we can point our fingers at someone else, Chap, you win the...
Blame Canada.
Chap's already got four cards.
Let's me drop in a South Park reference, and it's actually accurate.
So if Chap wins another, he wins the game. So.
Yep.
Just saying, since it's completely subjective. Just saying. Last time we played, Steven had to point out, Brad, you don't have to win all the games.
Yes.
And then I gave him a Snickers bar.
It turned into Betty White halfway through the game. Is that what you're saying?
I was Abe Vigoda. I was the dead Abe Vigoda. The really, actually dead Abe Vigoda was who I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Too soon?
Yes.
No.
I don't know if I can continue.
Still hoping it's a hoax.
Yeah.
So I just want to point out, for pity's sake, that I have one card over here.
Yeah.
And we're in Kansas, and it's related to guns. So, come on.
Well, when the God and Glory cards come up, then you'll have the trifecta.
That's right. I'll wait for them.
Well, there's another G one here, so this one might be right up your alley. Gay marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Candidate, the Supreme Court has granted gay Americans the right to marry, regardless of state law. Would you throw rice or cold water on a state's right to define marriage?
Well, I'm not an expert on gay marriage. I would answer that question this way. I like gay marriage, but I don't like gay marriage. Beat that.
God dang it. I don't think I can.
I'm going to go with...
That's strong.
That's really a strong combo.
That's really strong.
In response to that, all I can say is, aw, princess.
Yeah, Brad, this isn't a fashion show. And also, it's not illegal if the president does gay marriage.
Well, my question is, does that raise gay marriage or kill gay marriage?
Eh, come on, why bother?
Well, we can't afford to solve everyone's problems.
Who said that in real life?
Oh, Ron Paul, of course.
Ron Paul. No, that was Ross Perot, actually.
Oh, it was Ross Perot. Oh, yeah. It's more funny if it's Ron Paul.
It's still funny with Ross Perot, just because if you ever had the opportunity to meet the man, which I have, he's like 4 foot nothing. I mean, it's like Smeagol ran for president.
Oh, man.
It is.
And he could afford to solve everyone's problems.
At the time, yes.
Yeah.
I will tell you what. Yeah, this is so strong. The only way I think Stephen... Scott, I would have closed with Aw Princess, which I think would have been bulletproof.
Yeah.
So I'm debating with myself on whether the order of the cards tilts it in Brad's favor.
It does.
I think it does. It does.
And I mean, these were draws.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. So. But that Aw Princess, that's a keeper right there. That was like the I Blame Canada. I knew at some point I had to close with
that
I Blame Canada.
That was an original draw. And I've just been...
Yes. And it, especially for the topic, it fits so perfectly. That card's so good. I still got to give it to you.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. I thought I had that one.
And I thought you did, too.
Yours was stout all the way through, but sometimes that one killer card.
Wow.
Well,
that is the jerking off into a pool of children's tears card right there. To reference a previous episode.
Wow. Does that go as the E for explicit now, Steve?
Yes, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gosh. No, that's all right.
It won't be the first time.
Okay.
And it certainly won't be the last.
Right. Oh, and I wanted to just stop with Aw Princess. Everybody has to play three, right?
You have to play three.
I think it has. You have to play three.
Until each candidate has played exactly three cards.
Yep. All right. Well, transitioning from gay marriage, we're going to talk about freedom. Candidate, majority of Americans feel they are less free today than they were 25 years ago. As president, what will you do to ensure freedom's ring isn't muffled?
Man. I went to school for this. We have only one shot at freedom.
Kids love me.
That's it?
I'm going to play my next two after you go around.
All right, Bill. All right. All our problems with freedom start and end with Russia.
Well, listen. Freedom will continue whether... excuse me. Freedom will continue to exist whether or not we believe.
What would I know about freedom? Everybody has a prize.
Wow.
I like jokes, too. But come on. That one was a real doozy.
All right.
Wow.
Now, good overall effort by everybody, but I like the way Steven has strung his together. And I also like your response to Chap there.
That's exactly. Speaking of Chris Christie, he took the role from the debate the other night. I'm going to attack everyone every time.
On the topic, I'm going to go ahead and try and be logical, and we're going to give that to Steven.
Stay on topic. Stay on topic.
Woohoo. Well, I don't want to make the E for explicit really jump out at everybody.
That's okay. Ethiopia doesn't listen to any of our shows anymore.
A little red E is there.
All right, candidates, here we go. Our topic is crime. Candidate, violent crime is on the rise for the first time in a quarter century. As president, how would you get Americans to put down their brass knuckles? Chap, it is to you.
Someone's been drinking the Kool-Aid.
Mmm.
This might be controversial, I Lost My Spouse to Crime. That's my jam.
That's how you close. Well, coffee is for closers. That is how you freaking close. Wow.
Let's look at Smarty Pants over here. You actually forgot something. Whoever controls crime controls much more than crime.
Ooh. And champ?
Yada, 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 crime. It is what it is.
I got to go with a sympathy card with Brad. I mean, he's lost his wife to crime.
Thank you.
All right.
I said spouse. You didn't necessarily know.
I thought the topic of
gay marriage.
Gay marriage was already over.
We did that one, didn't we? Huh. All right, here we go.
Yeah, you're not supposed to redo your own topics.
The topic is, why didn't I get this one? Okay. All right, let's see what you can do. Impress me. The topic is obesity. Candidate, the last 60 years have seen Americans add over 30 pounds to their average weight. Do you believe obesity is a widening epidemic?
Well, Americans are learning about obesity from TV, but I've met pigs that know more about obesity. So don't blame me.
Scott, you're making things up again. Everyone knows slow and steady wins the race.
I wrote a book about obesity. Enough is enough. Let's just do it.
You know, there are no words for that kind of stupid.
Okay. Yeah, all right, yeah. You get obesity.
Yeah.
Good job, Steven. Good job. All right.
That's the ace in the hole right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a hard one to counter.
Well played.
All right, well.
That goes up there with the blame Canada card.
Yeah. Well, speaking of blaming Canada, let's talk foreign policy. Candidate, a recent poll of world leaders found America's leadership on a crucial issues tepid. Do you believe Americans' position is still viable abroad, or has our passport to leadership expired?
Well, everyone's different. We have to strengthen foreign policy, and I'm breaking the mold.
I know people. I'm not afraid. I majored in miracles.
Wow.
Wow, that's right.
I majored in miracles. Another gift right there.
Yeah. I have never changed my mind about foreign policy. We can't kill our way out of this mess, so let it come.
Ooh. Ooh. You know, Chap is very flippant in his answers. I wonder if that's how he would run the country. Fortunately, yes. We're not going to find out tonight because I'm awarding this to Scott.
Oh!
All right.
Now, I've got four.
Chap has four. Mm-hmm. I've got three.
And Brad has three.
Okay.
All right.
This is a close race. This could be the final topic. Maybe, possibly.
Tonight, let's talk about federal spending. Candidate, many on this stage have made a promise to curtail federal spending. In your opinion, is spending working out, or should we trim the financial fat?
You know, this reminds me of my time as a community organizer. I feel your pain. Look, a distraction.
The Mayor Quimby Gambit. I ask you, at what cost? I summon the goddess of federal spending. Because I remember the Holocaust.
Oh, man.
I recognize the pain of the American family. Federal spending can be more dangerous than an army. Come at me, bro.
I get the feeling that everybody had a throwaway card there. But I have to give that to Brad. Stringing those first two together, that was pretty good.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Uh-oh.
So it's a three-way tie, and I'm in last place. Great.
Yeah, but Brad has taken himself out of it because he has to be the moderator.
It is kind of like the Republican primary field. You might be in last place, but you're only 1% out, and you could still win.
Our topic tonight is corporate handouts. Candidate, the country is recovering from a devastating real estate bubble, yet the current administration continues to dole out billions to America's wealthiest corporations. Does this strategy make it rain on a needy economy, or does it leave the poorest among us without an umbrella? Corporate handouts.
Well, first of all, I've got to say that under my administration, American corporate handouts will be the best. And you know what? Keep your change. We'll keep corporate handouts.
Yeah, really. What's wrong with that? Come on. You know you'll all come around.
That's a voodoo policy for you. I believe in federal or in government handouts with every fiber of my being.
Corporate handouts.
And plus my hands are tied.
Well, you know, you think if we legalize corporate handouts, everyone will use corporate handouts.
Hey, let's just remember it's cost effective.
Oh. All right. Well, damn it, Stephen. It's cost effective is going to win you corporate handouts.
Yay. Well played.
All right.
Well
played. So I'm curious now, because this is really the first time any of us have played it. We all had the PDF rules and some of the sample cards early on so that we could kind of look it over and kind of get a feel for it. But what did you guys think of this? Let's go with our communication studies aficionado here. How's the message being played in this?
Well, the big thing to me was I was having trouble judging stuff based on, well, do I want to go with the best message or what is making me laugh the most? And I went back and forth. So that was kind of tough because, you know, we had some stuff that was strung together here that was great.
Oh, yeah.
But just wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
You know, if we were talking a debate, there are some of those that I would have said, well, that was the winner. Mm-hmm. But God, that was funny.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's entertaining. And I think a lot of people, when they're looking at who the quotes were from, will go, oh, my God, what context was that in? I'm going to have to go hunt for it.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, Brad, what's your reaction to this?
I enjoyed this. I thought this was fun. We tore through about a quarter of the cards.
Yeah.
In that. Mm-hmm.
If we'd gone to 10 cards, I mean, if we'd gone for like a fourth of the deck of topic cards, which I think we probably did, 4, 5, 4, 9, 13, and 16. So we were about halfway through the topic deck. Mm. If you went through all the topics, you would probably exhaust. Mm-hmm. You would exhaust the answer pile.
I do want to play again, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
Yeah.
With the naughty cards.
Okay. Now I'm curious, chap.
Yes.
As someone who has moderated debates, how did you feel?
Well,
this is a lot more civil than some of the other debates I'm sure you have.
Most of the debates that I've moderated have been fairly low level, state representative, Congress, and so on. And so there were times when there was a lot more substance going on in these cards, even the funny ones, than in debates that I've moderated. Like literally one time I moderated one where a guy, I went back and I timed out his responses. He averaged 5 seconds a response and he had 90 seconds each time. Yeah. It was just, no, I think we shouldn't do anything.
Nobody with
in that ways, this is a lot more substantive. One of the things I was thinking about when you pitched this game to me is, this might be a good thing for my classes, seeing how, for my students, to try to play out the strategy. There is probably that desire, since it is similar to a game like Cards Against Humanity, to go for the punchline.
Right.
But you can't do that all the time in politics. Mm-hmm, right. There is something about kind of making that balanced bit of response that's important.
Yeah. So would you use this in your class, or would this be something that, I mean, it's college level. The kids are grown-ups. They know.
Yeah, I would leave the tricky dick deck out.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, but otherwise, I think this could be really a powerful tool. And once again, after you finish, you draw the best cards. Like this one, I will do the least legally required of me. that's a killer close card right there from Michelle Bachmann. Could have been Calvin Coolidge.
Sure. You know, I wish that there was maybe some. As I play the game, I wish there was some. A little bit more clarification on, I mean, you can use the cards in any order, and using those cards in the particular order makes it a fun argument or bad argument or falls apart or whatever. But I mean, you have facts, attacks, and distracts. Uh-huh. I wish there was a little bit more response in or clarification on when would be the best time to use some of those things. Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to see, like, for my own purposes, it'd be cool to just to like color code them so that I knew how many fact versus distract.
Right.
I'm paying so much attention to the text of the question, and I'm not thinking about that strategy of, well, maybe I want to lead in with an attack, back it up with a fact, and then distract it in the close. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I want to switch that strategy up.
Yeah.
Start with the distraction and then bring in a fact to give that a little bit more legitimacy, and then slip the attack in at the end.
I bet you that at some point in the playtest of this, there probably used to be a version of the rules in which the fact, attack, and distract cards were played differently. And then they figured out, oh, this is just a lot more fun if you just throw the cards down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet that's probably what it is.
Now, which do you like?
I could just be overthinking it.
Yeah. Well, I think
for learning, though, you're right. I would, I would even consider maybe they had, you had three decks, and you could choose X number of cards from each deck at whatever time or whatever, because some of the distract ones are really just, you throw those in desperation and they're funny and you go for the laugh. But stringing together the facts was actually the part that I had more fun with, trying to fit something into it.
Yeah. What's the next thing that you think, if people were playing it, because we've tried to mix it up where we'd play all three each turn. Sometimes we do one, sometimes we do two. How do you think that affects the play?
I can see people coming up with different house rules as to how much time you have to look at and play your hand. Because some of the best things that we're strung together, sitting here watching Brad, and he's like, flip. Throw down another one from the draw. And then there were a couple of those times that I'd do that and it'd work, or I'd play three and then I'd draw and I'm like, oh, wow, I should have played one. Because my draws came up with some really great stuff that then didn't work for anything
that came after.
And I was completely different. I set up my three ahead of time, and I didn't draw until after that, because I kind of had this vision of, okay, here's the play I want to make. Either here's the straight strategy or here's the punchline I'm going for. And I'm just not as good as improving as Brad is.
Well,
no, your improv on that was great, because as Scott was saying, you would just pick one up and immediately put it down. So, oh, no, this is perfect. And you made it work.
Yeah, it's in the delivery.
Well, that's true.
So is this a game you guys would pick up, recommend, anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Chap, yeah? You definitely?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, definitely.
I told my wife, I was like, the next gift-giving occasion, this is what you should give me, and I'll definitely take it in and have my classes do it. This would be a fun way to spend part of a class time.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I like this. This is fun. Yeah.
Yeah, very entertaining. Liked it.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, thank you for downloading and listening to this episode of Munchkin Land. We will be playing the Dirty Deck. I think it's called the Tricky Dick Deck. because there's so much from Nixon and LBJ, and there's even some stuff in here from Kennedy that I was really surprised came out of his
mouth.
He
was pretty salty.
Yeah. So we'll be playing that, and I'll let you know when that one comes out. It may not come out in the main feed. It may be a VIP thing just because of the fun nature of some of these other cards, but I will let you know. If you have any questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com, and remember, until next time, it's not cheating if you don't get caught. Well, that also should be a slogan for the presidents.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.